Yeah, man. It's a fucking sad day. It sucks. Bullshit, man. Ohio
What's up,
State
Internet?
Beat the Wolverines, man.
Majors are down, dude. I'm going to try and keep them up.
Fucking day. We about to kick it off, though, man, with Chevy and Country Boy right now for y'all on hoodhype.com, episode number 36. Son of a bitch. Man, that's the boy Chevy. The name of that track is Country Boy. My man coming straight out of Tallahassee, Florida. Get at him at biggerboy.com if you want to holler at my man about his track or about whatever. And shit, man, he was, I think, who was the other dude off Bigger Boy that we played? I think it was Eric Morrow.
Oh, yeah, man. Good luck. I can't even believe you remembered that.
Yeah, man, and they came back and they told us they was going to run the takeover, man. They said they was going to come at us with all kinds of artists and more music, and they wasn't lying. That shit right there was fire.
They weren't kidding.
Yeah,
but so shit.
As you heard me in the lead in, yep. I'm disappointed, pissed off actually, man.
Oh, I'm not laughing, man. I'm sorry.
A moment of peace for my Wolverines, man. I've been talking big shit all season. I ain't gonna back down, man. Fuck, I'm still proud of my motherfuckers, but they lost to Ohio State 42-39 today. They played their fucking ass off, man.
It was a good game. You know what, man? Can you jack up my mic volume a little bit?
Oh, for sure. Let me bump you up.
Thanks, man. I sound quiet compared to you.
Yeah,
oh,
man.
There we go.
It's a good ass game, a classic. We would have beat the motherfuckers, man, if it was on a neutral field. I don't care. Nobody say. So now I'll let the politics begin, and maybe we can get a rematch in Arizona. That's what I'd like to see. Oh, what? You don't think it's going to happen, man?
I don't know, man.
Oh, you over here hating.
I am, man. No love.
Yeah, man. I'm just going to ignore this guy. I'm pissed.
No, see, this is my thing, though. I like to try. I do the same thing Major's wife does, man. I just like getting under your skin. One of these days, man, we got to try and get under your skin to the point where you're just going to like...
Fuck, you're under it right now, bro.
Oh, there we go.
I'm pissed off. I agree with lie.
Henny played a shitty game.
Nah, man, Henny balled out.
Yeah, he did. No, it was a good game, man. I ain't going to bullshit.
And shit, I got to say big condolences, man, to the Bo Schembechler's family. Shit, the Wolverines lost a legend today, man. One of the best coaches in college football history. So a big RIP to Bo Schembechler.
Yep.
And shit, man, while we on the subject of RIPs, got to drop another one, man. Gerald LeVert died recently. I'm sure most of y'all probably heard about that, man.
That's fucked up. What was the reason again?
A massive heart attack, man.
Man, only 40 years old. God damn.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, shit, it's crazy, man. I hate seeing people, you know, check out, you know, at a young age like that. I mean, 40 is fucking early, bro.
Talented dude, man. God damn. I mean, come on.
For people who don't know, you know, Gerald LeVert is the son of OJ's great Eddie LeVert, so
yep.
Musical family, man, real talented. Was with LSG with Johnny Gill and Keith Sweat. They made some hits. I mean, they made some big music.
They made a comeback album not too long ago, didn't they?
Did they?
LSG?
Yeah, probably.
I think they did. Whatever.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we got a packed show today, though, man. Shit, we got that finally dropping that OB interview.
Yep. Show Obi Trice.
That was a hot interview.
We've been telling y'all about it for fucking weeks, man. But for real, we wasn't lying, man. We got the shit.
Yep.
We're gonna be getting into that a little bit later on. Gonna talk about the BET Hip Hop Awards coming up, man. A little bit more game news, some radio industry news coming up, man. All kinds of shit, action packed.
Hey, tell me about all these albums you got on your walls, man.
Oh man, that's another story, man. I'll get into that in a minute here.
I need a popper stopper.
Heck yeah, that shit. Damn. Jumping all over the place.
Sorry about that. Redlining the fuck out of her. Wow.
Well, Sherry, man, you ready to get into a second track here?
Yeah, let's jump into it, man.
Shit, man, we're just about to go ahead and get into IGT, man.
I love this track. The first time I heard it, man, this is some shit that, I mean.
Heck yeah, man. This shit right here, 80s versus 90s.
That shit.
Classic. Listen to that beat, man.
The lyrics, throwback. Though, man. Listen to the lyrics, though, man. I'm feeling the 90s, dude.
Heck yeah. Check it out, baby. Episode 36.
Ralph McDaniels on my bro screen. I sell drugs, how ironic. I'm a product of a dope fiend. My cousin was Run, I'm DMC. The first nice big black rap nigga was Cool Roski. Kept my frames on, my weight game strong. Dana Dane was the Don. Rick Rule, he spit it to you nice and smooth. Chris dropped hood jewels, Uncle L was cool. Antoinette had an attitude, Light was ill. Ed was special and cute, them was niggas for real. Cool G, rap his ass off, rock and roll.
Yo, what the fuck you talking about, man? Get down to these little kids, man. The 90s was the Ellis, dog.
The 90s?
Yeah, 90s.
Get the fuck out of here, nigga.
Come on, man. We had
80s had on smash, nigga.
80s first 90s.
You know what time it is.
I'm gonna tell you how I'm really supposed to go down, low man.
Yo, peace,
I'm like, fuck the old school, man. The 80s was cool, but give me a fucking group that was nicer than a whoop, nigga. Audio 2, and who was fucking with Juice Crew?
Juice Crew?
Nigga, my Death Row click. My product and my doggy style shit. Homie, get a grip.
A couple of hits, but that ain't shit to Slick Rick. Snoop bit his shit, so who's riding who, dick?
What? My nigga Snoop made that shit sound iller. And when it came to pop, man, it got no realer. Nah. It got no better. Most of them old school niggas is broke with no cheddar. And I heard MC Light still got the old cheddar.
Shit, you had the media and press. All we had was the pump in the project steps. You had to rap, had to be ill, had to be real. We did better albums with less money for the deal. Public Enemy, who fucking with them? We S1Ws, y'all soldiers is slim.
P.E. please, I put Tretch on Chuck D. Give me one rapper nicer than B.I.G.
Crack kills and this nigga insane. Biggie and JD, both prodigies of Kane. What?
Man, that nigga can't have one album, man.
We wrote the blueprint.
Two albums.
We gave y'all the torch to run with.
Man, them niggas know what to do, man. We modernize.
Y'all spin off so much, man.
Man.
That nigga's a spin off.
80s versus 90s. J.K. Dunn, it's nothing alike.
Come on, man. You know where it all started. 80s versus 90s. You know where it all started, bro. You know.
Who started them chains and flashy rings, designer clothes?
Y'all niggas wore tight ass jeans, and back then most rappers was fiends.
Y'all chasing the cream, y'all confused, can't blame me for that. The number one rapper is white, and the number one golf player is black. How the fuck y'all got Nelly leading the pack?
You talking like King Sud ain't whack, and twin hype is just as worse. So let me pull out an album and a kid you a verse.
See, that's the problem, it's all rehearsed, it's all a rebirth. You better realize who started it first, from the Bronx to the A-Town stomp.
You a funny nigga, I'm about to shit on the rock, when Heavy D used to dance with them bright drop socks. Yeah, and them nasty club shirts, back then when the whole cold chillin' got jerked.
Jerked? That's funny you say. Nowadays, half y'all rappers is gay. Y'all killers, but ain't nobody passing away. Y'all frauds, too many fucking awards.
The whole 80s unemployed, so what y'all started it? Man, we took them and polished it. Looped up beasts from the parliament. Gave y'all checks, I can't stunt, I gotta show respect. I bow down,
y'all for real, man.
Yeah, you ain't got no choice but to bow down.
Y'all set it up, y'all.
No.
I was tripping, you know, I think it's over.
It's cool, man.
Yeah, James Cole too, I forgot, my bad. But you got it right, yo, we were doing it.
But we wrote the blueprint, we showed y'all how to do it, how it's supposed to be done.
80s versus 90s.
It's easy to do it.
You got it, guys.
80s versus 90s. Shout, shout, the 80s played out.
Nah, nigga, 90s are the things we could do without you young fools.
Sorry,
you silly ass man. That shit right there is straight up fire.
No, man, that's one of my favorites. That's one of my favorites to come in, man. Because, man, not too many people get that creative talking about shit like that, man. I love it. I love it.
For real, man.
Need more.
Those y'all who don't remember, man, IGT is Hood Hype Veterans, man. They've been on here a couple times.
Yeah, they were originally signed to Loud Records or something like that. Was it Loud?
Yeah, they was, yeah, Loud, and then Loud went under, and they've been grinding on the underground ever since.
Yeah, yeah.
Roosevelt, New York, stand up. If you want to holler at them cats, man, go to myspace.com/IGT Music off Ill-Gotten Records, man. So holler at them dudes, man, because they're doing it big.
Dudes are good work. So anyway, man, tell me about these albums you got all over the walls.
Yeah, man, shit,
you were trying to be a DJ back in the day, huh?
Yeah, honestly, shit, that was my first love, man. For real, I wanted to be a DJ bad as hell. Fuck, I looked up to, like, DJ Scratch, fucking Kid Capri, man, all the cats used to do all the scratching and all that shit. Yeah,
nope, not too many of our listeners probably know much about those people.
Yeah, probably not.
Kid Capri, maybe.
Yeah, DJ Premier, too, was one of my favorite scratching DJs. Oh, hell yeah. Premier cut it up with the best of them. So, yeah, man, that was the thing. I used to want to be a DJ first, but then, man, I was like in high school, man, broke as fuck. And once I saw what it took to keep up with fucking buying records every week, especially being in, you know, in the fucking Lansing.
Yeah, and then you go get a, how much was that first keyboard that you got?
Oh, I mean, yeah, that was, yeah, but that was a one-time investment, man. Shit,
yeah,
records is like, fuck, every week. I mean, shit, the only city that had it was Detroit. So you either had to get on the freeway, you know, twice a month to go down to the D and see what they had that was new.
Stay on top of it constantly.
Yeah,
huh?
No shit, it was too much, man. So.
And you got Isley Brothers, MC8, Bootsy Collins, Raekwon, Rose Royce, man. You got fucking everything though.
Yeah, man.
It's cool, man. We should take a picture, man. He's got albums just hanging on his walls.
These all the early influences, bro.
Yeah, this is tight.
For real.
Anyway, sorry.
Straight up, man. But shit, I'm trying to think what else was popping this week, man. Did you catch the BET Hip Hop Awards? No. Negative.
No.
You ain't catch none of it, man. This shit was.
Did you catch the Ozone Awards? There you go.
Yeah,
did,
man. Hey, I saw
did,
that
did
shit.
Did you
man.
Catch the Source Awards?
No. Nope.
They were.
But the Ozones was. I love the South, man. I love y'all, baby. Y'all get big love from Major, man. But y'all gotta step the game up on the Ozone Awards. But I think it was just the first or the second. I can't remember.
Yeah, what were you saying? It looked like a high school auditorium.
Yeah, it looked like Sexton. I went to Sexton High School, for y'all don't know, man. And it looked like my high school auditorium, man. You had chords all over the fucking stage. It was crazy, man. And for those of y'all who ain't seen it, go to MTV Jams if y'all got that that channel on your cable network. Check it out.
They've been playing shit on MTV Jams?
Oh, they play it constantly, like shit, once a day.
The fuck, man?
For real.
Ozone Magazine.
But I ain't hating, though, man. Step it up, Ozone. I mean, shit, it's a good thing that they on TV. So
yeah, do an article.
Give them shots
us.
For that, but they just got to keep grinding at it. It'll get better with time. But shit, the BET Awards, though, man. T.I. took 3 of them.
Oh, no shit.
Yep. Best CD, Song of the Year, and then MVP of the Year. I don't know what the fuck MVP. Most Valuable Player, I guess. Same the sport.
Most Valuably Played.
Yeah.
T.I. deserves it, man. He got slept on so hard on that first album.
Oh, man. Yeah, a lot of people don't even know about I'm Serious because, fuck, that CD only moved like 200,000 units, man, which is shocking when you think about it.
Only.
Yeah, that ain't shit, though.
It, not in the big game,
yeah,
though.
And shit, honestly, though, to me, that's probably still my favorite T.I. album almost.
Yeah. Really? I mean, people like, what was the last one? The last one was, I can't
which
believe
one? King?
I'm drawing a fucking blank. Oh, the one previous to that.
Damn, fuck, I got it. I just listened to it the other day. Urban Legend.
Thank you. Yeah. Everybody I talk to puts that above I'm Serious.
Yeah, Urban Legend was hard as fuck.
Man, I can still remember the day you came over. You were like, hey, man, check this dude out. I had never even heard of him. And that fucking Dope Boys track still gets me. It's one of them tracks like, god damn, that Dope Boys track on I'm Serious.
Oh,
is my
yeah,
shit,
Dope
man.
Boys is legendary, man.
I never get tired of that out or that well shit, the album or that track. But anyway, moving yeah, on.
Any of them T.I. fans that yeah. really like Dope Boy, man, go to YouTube and look up Dope Boy. You can watch the video, man.
Oh yeah, yeah. It was you and Fro were telling me about that video.
It's out there. I didn't even think they had one for that, man. I seen the one he had with Beanie Man and he had something else back in the day, but yeah, he got a video for Dope Boys.
That shit's silly.
Yeah, so go check that one out. Just wanna look through here and see what else is going on. Game, man, dropped the big ass One Blood remix, man, with like 40 motherfuckers on it.
That dude's been working, man. You see all the magazine covers he's been doing?
Who, that Game?
Fuck yeah.
Shit, man, he's like the hot nigga for the moment, dog. For real. He's
on working.
Fire.
He's working.
He's grinding, man. He got fucking Snoop, Nas, T.I., Jim Jones, Fat Joe. Fuck, I'm not going to even keep going on. There's so many motherfuckers on here, bro.
Who else? Bun B, Slim Thug.
Yeah, man. He represented the South, the East, the West. Fucking everybody, man.
You don't see that
15-minute song, man. I tried listening to it, bro. I ain't going to even lie, though. I didn't get through it.
Why?
Shit was too fucking long.
No hooks. I ain't even heard it. Look at me.
I don't even think it is no hooks. It's just continuous rap.
See, I love that shit. That's why I liked that one track Bun B did, My Story or whatever it was.
Oh yeah, that shit is classic. That's fire.
Anyway.
Show. But yeah, man, we about to check out Obi Trice.
Yeah,
about
man,
that
let's
time.
Check out Obi, the most slept on album of the fucking year.
Hell yeah,
motherfucker, man, that's bullshit. If you have not even heard that album, you gotta make sure you go buy that. That album is fucking.
That shit is classic, man. Yeah. Second Rounds on Me is, shit. It's by far above Cheers, man. I've said it before. You know, Cheers was a good step in the right direction, but Eminem had a lot of control on that one. This album right here, man, OB executive produced it himself, so it's all on him.
Yeah, even the production, I mean, production's way up. I mean, shit, that's a hard ass.
Yeah, man, he touched on all kind of topics. All kind of beats, man. It's just a good ass CD, man. If you ain't copped it, go out there and grab it. We about to go ahead and let y'all get into the interview right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever you do, snitch, cause you will get hit. Pray I don't face you. Yeah.
It's risky, the bitch tend to rise out of nigga. It's history, snitch. Who decided he's a member? Once he got pinched, coincided with law. Same homie say he lay it down for the ball. Brought gang squad around ours. How could it be? Been homie since Superman draws. Only phoniness never came.
Hey, Obi, what's going on, man?
What's up with you, man? You alright?
Yeah, I'm good, man. Shoot, how life treating you nowadays, man?
Life cool, man. Anytime you on Earth, it's what's up?
I feel you, man. What's new with you, man? Anything interesting right now popping off?
You know, we got a tour coming up. I'm doing something big for Detroit. You know, it ain't really unleashed yet, but something huge I'm doing for Detroit real soon. But other than that, you know, just working this album, man.
Oh, okay, that's cool. Well, sure, man, we're going to keep our ears open for that, man, whatever you got planned coming up. But let's go ahead and jump into the talk, man, about the album, Second Rounds on Me. And album, you know, just dropped back in August. And I saw that you executive produced this one, man. And shoot, man, tell me about that, man. Because who executive produced Cheers?
Well, M did. He executive produced Cheers. But, you know, this album, I had more creative control on it. You know what I'm saying? It was like I got the CDs from the cats, the engineers. I mean, well, you know, the producers, and we did it like that. So,
okay.
You know, and I brought it to Eminem's attention to mix and master.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that was like the difference.
So how'd you like that, man, being more in control this time around, man? Was that good for you, or?
Doing your own thing, that's always a good look.
Okay. Now, to me, man, sure, I done listened to the album a lot, man, and I'm feeling Second Rounds on Me. The album is fire. And to me, I kind of feel the difference, man. I think, you know, Cheers to me seemed, you know, it was a solid, you know, LP, but that one had more of an Eminem feel to it. And this one, I think fits and suits you more as an artist. That's just my personal opinion. But, you know, to me, the album got a darker feel to it, man. So, has what's been going on, you know, with your life? Because I know recently, you know, you were shot yourself, you know, right around New Year's here in 2006. And then, of course, the death of Proof. Did that kind of play a role into your mindset heading into this album or what?
Well, the album was done by the time this, you know, the situation happened with us, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, you know, when I got shot and everything was going on, the album was really done.
Okay.
So it wasn't really the death of Proof that made it sound like that. It was just, you know, it don't have such a dark feel to me personally. But I don't know. It just, the music came how it came. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd be in the studio, listen to a track, and however that track made me feel, you know, that's where the lyrics came from. Like, I didn't write anything down on paper for this album. Like, I would just do it, like, off the top. Do, like, 8 lines, 8 bars, think of my next 8. You know, okay. That's how I went into this record.
Well, that's cool, because I heard some differences, too, man. I heard a lot more kind of, you know, he had a couple tracks on there, man, where you was, you know, tongue flipping a little bit and hitting, you know, kind of that Midwest Chicago style on a couple cuts, man. So was that, you know what I'm saying, something you really was purposely trying, or you just feeling the beat and just hit it that way?
Yeah, I did it that way. I wanted to do something different in that fashion, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel like none of my fans have heard Kobe on a double time flow, you know what I'm saying? So I thought that was a good way to show my skills, you know what I mean?
I feel you. The shit was a good look, man. The album is well-rounded. And so for people who don't know, man, for our listeners, man, why don't you tell us some of the producers that you worked with on this one?
I worked with my man JR from the West Coast. I also worked with a guy named Swinger. I worked with Akon, of course. He produced the track. You know, Eminem was on the album. My man Trailblaze, he on the album. Just got 30 years. You know, in prison from a dude snitching on him. That's where the inspiration from Snitch came from, because I was going to trial with him. He's from Detroit, man, and he been wanting me to get him in his, you know, listen to his beats forever, and I finally did. And he produced the joint with Nate Dogg All In My Life, but he got locked up right before my album came out.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Yeah, that Akon joint was from my dude, but, like, you know, there's a couple more people on there. Sick Notes from Detroit. Man, there's a few people on there.
That's cool. And I see most of these people, man, I mean, a lot of the ones you name ain't bigger name producers. You know, nowadays, everybody want to go and just holler at the same cats every album, man. And that's, to me, part of the problem with the game is these albums be sounding the fucking same. You know what I'm saying? I mean, everybody want to work with the Neptunes. Everybody want, you know, the same cats. But to me, that's what give your album a different feel. It's like every track got its own personality. So, shit, I thought that was a good look.
Yeah, that's what, you know, and that's another thing. Like, you know, like, I have my label have anybody send beats, MP3 beats, like, to the MySpace page. If you want to get Obi Trice a beat. And, you know, if I'm feeling it, you know, I fuck with it. You know,
okay.
You know, that's how we do it, you know what I'm saying? I don't really, I fuck with Pharrell and them, but I ain't got nothing against them cats, but you know what I'm saying? There's still a lot of talent out here that goes unnoticed.
For sure. He's mine.
You know a nigga wanna touch your body. We can keep in touch, have an after party. Know you wanna fuck cause you're acting naughty. You see us in the mattress probably. Wanna be involved cause the entourage, I'm indulged in. You say you love my dirty drawers. You're all in, wanna sleep with the star. Boy, baby,
Jim, I want to talk about the track "Want to Know," because I've been hearing that one for a minute, man. And I want to talk about, you know, how you got the hookups with that track, because that one was featured on the EA Sports video game Fight Night, and we be playing that one. And then I also, man, I'll be peeping the show Entourage on HBO, and I know they play that shit a lot, you know, to close out the show. So how'd you hook those up, man? How'd that come about?
And that was mainly like the labels doing, you know what I'm saying? It was a new show, you know, they was looking for music, and, you know, my label kind of put that together as such. You know, they do little things like that for you.
Get you out there.
You know, yeah, get you out there, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. And now, man, shoot, I want to touch on the single "Cry Now." And there's a verse in particular, man, that caught my ear and got a lot of other people's attention. You said, "Rock City is my voice." And it said, "The white boy has stepped down, so I will accept the crown." And when I first heard that, man, you know, first thing that come to mind is, you know, is Eminem done? And then, I mean, I remember a little while back, man, even the Free Press Detroit News had a damn article about Eminem basically saying that he has stepped away. But then we heard something about the re-up, which is the mixtape that's going to be dropping with you all over that mixtape. And so I just kind of want to ask you, what's the status, man? Is Eminem done? Are we going to see something else from him or what?
I mean, dude is an artist, man. You know what I'm saying? And that line that I spit was, that was just entertaining, the thought of him being done.
Okay.
You know, he works in the studio, like, ferociously. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, if he want to make another album, he will, you know?
Okay.
And, you know, mainly what he's doing now is he just focusing on his crew, you know, D12 and Zach Cole and Bobby Creek and Cassius and my album.
Okay.
He's doing little things here and there. Like, you know, I introduced him to Akon after me and Akon did the Snitch song. I introduced him to Akon. And they knocked out a couple joints, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, you know, it's just one of them things, man. An artist, you know, he may stop for a minute and retire. They talking about Jay coming back, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So,
you know what I mean? When you got the vibe for that thrill of that song, and you make enough songs, and you know, you love them songs, you press them songs up.
I feel you.
I don't know if he'll be done, you know, like that, but for the time being, I guess he's just chilling.
Okay. But from your opinion, though, he still got that hunger. He still got that fire.
Yeah, I mean, my opinion, he's he definitely, I mean, you just seen him at the BET Awards, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He just made that verse up, you know what I'm saying? That ain't even something that he had to think about, you know what I'm saying? So it's like one of them things where dude is an artist, man, and you know, he ain't, you know, artists, they gonna do what they gonna do when they feel like it.
Okay.
He got enough money, you know what I'm saying? He can chill, he can come back, he can take a 5-year layoff, come back, you know, dude is straight for the rest of his life.
Yeah, he do what the fuck he wanna do, I feel you. So, man, let's get back to you, man. Nah, I wanna ask you about the track called Shady Baby. And that's one that we heard when, you know, it got held off the album. And can you tell us anything about that cut, man? Because people been looking for it. You know, they done heard the rumors about it, but ain't no one been able to catch that one.
Yeah, Shady Baby is a song that I really, really wanted to go on this album. It kind of justified Got Some Teeth. So, you know, that's what that song was about, to be humorous. You know what I'm saying? And, and just that. You know, I mean, that song did a lot for me, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, Shady Baby was just talking to them niggas who, you know, had something to say about Got Some Teeth. And it's a dope joint. I really wanted that to go on the album, man. So, you know, I might, you know, put it on a re-up or something like that so everybody can hear it.
Oh, that'd be hot, man, because people is checking for that one, man. We definitely want to hear it. And that is a real problem, man. I mean, niggas, I don't know, man. Cats be acting like you gotta be just hard as fucking bricks every second. You know what I'm saying? Niggas act like it's, you know what I'm saying? It's too gangster. You can't laugh about shit.
You know, it's like, I know the nerdiest motherfucker that'll kill you. You know what I'm saying? Like the most corniest, wackiest, you know, like you would think is the wackiest dude. Look, oh, man, look at this guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, what are you gonna do? We'll murder you. We'll murder your ass and won't think nothing of it. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
really?
We get it twisted sometimes, but you know, hey, That's how you do it. Like, I ain't about to do no backwards flips for motherfuckers on cameras or do something outrageous for you to notice me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, at the end of the day, when I do have that jam, you know, I'm going to constantly talk about them if they didn't, you know, if they didn't go get my previous albums and what made me to be that this MC or this big, huge star, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to knock that in everybody's head. So each one of the albums, if they didn't go platinum.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be trying to catch up. You know what I'm saying?
Now, that's what's up right there, man, because I'm glad you touched on that, because I kind of wanted to get into this. And, I mean, nowadays, man, it's like a set formula. A nigga going almost 95% of the time, man, their first single is going to be either some club shit, something for the female, something soft. And you ain't really, you know what I'm saying, you ain't coming that way, man, and I respect that. And I'm just wondering, man, is it hard for you, or is that the luxury that you got being with M, that he'll let you come with what you want to come with, whether it's street shit, you know what I'm saying, on some lyrical shit or whatever? Because to me, I like that. I wish more cats would do that.
Yeah, I think it is the luxury of the label, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, M is the artist, and he the CEO of the company, so mm-hmm. he understands, you know what I'm saying? Like, you should be able to do what you feel is real to you, and that's why I like it over here. That's why, you know, they say what they say about where I'm white, William M or whatever, you know, M, that's my homie to the fullest, you know what I'm saying? So me and him close, you know, so it's like, you know, I got the opportunity to do what you want to do,
mm-hmm.
and make the music that you want to make, and you know, and even make singles out of, you know, those songs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like you don't want to do everything. You know, I don't never want to do what the next person's doing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I feel you there.
I think like with Snitch, you know, I wrote the treatment for that video, and Jesse Terrell brought it to life. You know what I'm saying? I think at that moment in time of videos, when we shot that, like in March,
mm-hmm.
you know, it was like that video would have been like a breath of fresh air for video. Music videos, if we would have got it played, you know what I'm saying? But they wouldn't play it, so it kind of dampened my situation. Like, Snitch should have been a very, very huge record. If it would have been a very huge record, if it would have had a visual to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we never had the opportunity to get that visual, and that's what kind of dampened this record from promotion wise and a whole lot of things. We had to push back the record because of we wasn't getting video play.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then Eminem had to do the BET Awards because that's the reason why he did the Busta thing.
Okay.
Because BET wouldn't play No Shady Records videos because Eminem missed the BET Awards 3 years consecutively.
Okay. You know, so it's some politics then behind the scenes, for real.
Yeah, it's a whole lot of politics. You know, that's when BET started playing my videos because he did the Busta thing. You know, MTV, they wouldn't play Snitch because they felt like they got the Snitch campaign going on where they feel like the kids is getting the wrong idea of what a Snitch is.
Okay.
Well, we like Obie and everything. We like Obie over here at MTV, but we just can't support this video, you know what I'm saying? So that kind of fucked my, you know, my program up, you know what I'm saying? Like, so this is like my Jamaican Girl is like my third video off this album already, and really, nobody has seen any other videos, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. none of these videos, nobody seen Snitch. They show Cry Now a little bit, or they was, but they not playing Jamaican Girl. I introduced that on Renaissance Park about 3 weeks ago. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They ain't playing that, so I don't know what it is right now. You know what I'm saying? So now the record is like at 100,000+.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what's like holding shit up.
That's fucked up, man. But shit, but just keep, you know what I'm saying, for me, from my perspective and from a lot of cats I know that listen to the album is feeling, man, keep doing what you do, man. Don't change up shit, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah. Never that.
You know what I'm saying? The shit always come back around. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a 180 in the other direction. So the shit'll turn around. But that's some garbage, man. I'm glad you aired that shit out though.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, man.
Real.
No doubt. Let's go! Old Trice, the giant, standing a 5'8 stature. Back with a second album supplying your fear factor. But Joe ain't the host, my nigga. You have access to the most. Noted flow on Shady's faction. I ain't being cocky, if so, accept my apology. Except, know I process my thoughts logically. First week sales, tops to toe from Tsunami. But haters like to yell, it's the white boy behind me. But you couldn't inhale a flow that's more grimy. It was still veil for another lady. Danger species, bodies laying traffic, that's right, where the streets be. You ain't seen nothing, this I've seen from no TV.
Well, shit, man, so what you got planned next, man? You said, you know, there's a you on tour, or you about to go on tour. What's on, what else you got planned for the future?
I got this big thing I'm doing for my city, this Stop the Violence concert coming up, where I'm bringing a lot of different artists to Detroit, showing a lot of love to local artists is here, you know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. It's like a free show. Well, it's not free, actually, but all the proceeds of the show going to, you know, a non-violence organization, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we're trying to get national coverage on it.
Okay.
And get some sponsors involved. And we're trying to do it real big, man. That's coming up soon. I sat with the mayor's office here. They are for it, you know.
Oh, that's good.
You know, we need that. All the kids and shit, and everybody in Detroit need that right now, because, you know, like, it's just going crazy. Like, they just dying left and right around here. I ain't telling the world that I'm going to stop talking about violent shit, because I'm born and raised in it, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, at least you could do a little something for these kids to try to understand, you know. These low-functional kids, you know, they crack babies and shit, you know what I'm saying? They just come from all type of abusive homes, so we probably can do it annually if it turn out right, if it, you know, no enough ways come and no stupid shit, so.
Okay, that's what's up, man. We based in Michigan too, man, so we go ahead and spread the word on that too, so that's a good look though. Well, shit, man, shit, I'm glad you took the time with us, man. Y'all, our listeners, y'all heard it here first. Go out there and cop that Obi Trice album, Second Rounds on Me. Any last words you want to get out there to the fans?
Yeah, I want to say this album is in stores right now, and I got some on there for you. Just listen. Listen to the music, man. Go cop that. I know that, you know, we got to get the sales up a little bit. And teach it on with Big Proof.
I feel that, man. But that's what's up, man. You stay up, man.
All right, man. All you right. Too. Peace.
I'm
from a bridge cars for niggas living hard. Welfare scarce, cause most chicks are bottom broad. Pimping the government, cause government pimping us. Rather see us suffering than niggas living up. Cause you ain't heard, bird got birds. But the nigga got murdered, cause niggas felt he ain't deserve what he was worth. He ain't a real nigga from the turf, he was birthed with money. That's why they left him bloody. I'm from the streets where most these niggas nutty. I adapt to him. I'm exactly.
Yeah, man. Obi Trice.
Go buy that fucking album,
for
man.
Real.
If you listen to those fucking tracks.
This is long.
Seriously.
Long awaited interview, man. We told y'all about it a long time ago, but y'all just got to hear it, man, and go cop it like J Mac just told y'all.
Supporting, man. That shit, that album. Seriously, I think that's got to be one of the most slept on fucking albums of the year, in my opinion.
I agree 100%, man. 100%. Shit. And shit, I mean, y'all heard about him, you know, excuse me, y'all heard him talk about it in the interview, the re-up. That shit sound like it could be interesting, man.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, check, shit,
and
you
make
got
sure, it. Shit, what was it? What's the name of the album? His album, Second Rounds
Second
on
Rounds
Me.
Second Rounds on Me.
Go, yep. Check him out at, shit, obitrice.com.
Yep.
Submit your beats to his MySpace page.
Yeah,
all that shit.
Yeah. All y'all producers out there, man, I know y'all probably picked up on that. So, shit, I'm about to head over there myself, man.
Yeah, no doubt.
For real.
Put it up.
Submit
anyway.
A couple.
Yeah, speaking of that re-up, go ahead, man. What were you going to say, sorry?
Oh, shit, man. Yeah. Just, you know, fuck. Just, you know, support Obi, man. The shit is, the album is fire.
I can't wait till that re-up comes out. There's been a lot of hype behind that.
Yeah, man. Like, I mean, we talked about it, and looking at the album cover, man, the thing you was talking about, that Eminem did the artwork, man. If y'all haven't peeped it out, fuck, I forget what website it is, got the picture of it, but the
digitallsd.com.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
My fault. Sister Station, of course. Digital LSD.
Any of the supplemental information can be seen at hoodhype.com or digitallsd.com.
Yeah, but the artwork is sweet, man. Eminem, I didn't even know the motherfucker could draw, man, but the shit looks sweet to me, man.
Bizarre looks fat as fuck.
Well, I mean,
a wig on.
Yeah, I guess his drawings is accurate. You know, I mean, I ain't ripping, but I mean, shit, you seen Bizarre. Everybody done watched all the videos. Bizarre is a crazy cat.
I don't know, man. It looks like Eminem spent some extra time on himself. Got the tattoos in there.
I mean, shit, look, I mean, he got 50 on here looking accurate. I mean,
50's head looks big. Man, it looks huge.
Yeah, maybe he got a noggin on him. I don't know. Come on. I ain't never.
Who was it? Snoop was saying he looks like a pit bull on stage.
Who said that? Snoop. Snoop said that? Ah, Snoop is a nut.
I was laughing. Yeah. Anyway, man.
Speaking of Snoop, man, shit, you catch The Wire, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, man. That's one of my favorites, man. I gotta go ahead and just.
What? No,
speak
hold on.
It.
Is it? All right, man. I must be totally out of it, man. What's up with the Baltimore accent? When they say two, they're like two.
Yeah, yeah. It's like they crazy. It's like a mixture of like.
Is it French?
Fucking South cross with East Coast. That's different,
it's
man.
It's weird because there's that Snoop and that fat dude who's partnering up with Marlo.
Yeah, Proposition Joe.
Yeah, man. Yeah. They fucking.
And that motherfucker can know everything too, man. he can fucking tell you when the police detective took a shit like last week. I mean, the dude is crazy, man.
Like, it's public record. I got it from the courthouse. Here it is.
For real. So watch The Wire, man. I'm sitting here promoting for HBO, but that's my favorite fucking TV show, man. Yeah. I'm a Sopranos fan, but fuck, man. Wire got the Sopranos beat to me.
Yeah, Wire's good, man. You're the one turned me on to it. I wasn't feeling it at first because it was hard to follow jumping in, but once you're in, man.
Hell yeah. That shit is classic.
That's a good show.
Yep. But, I can't wait for Sunday, man. Shit, I actually cheated and watched the new episode a little bit early.
Good?
Yeah. Classic, bro.
Spoil it.
Best episode of the season. Nah, I ain't gonna do it,
turn
man.
Turn down the volume, motherfuckers. Come on, go ahead, man.
Nah, man.
Turn down the volume right now. Come on, baby. Oh, man.
I ain't gonna fucking ruin it, man. All I'll say is that the kids take over on this one, man. For anybody who know anything about the show, the kids is the stars of this.
Did they get the candy bar order?
What's the candy bar? They didn't even show that.
Oh,
they let that shit go. Yeah, man, check out The Wire. Fuck, man, what's that? Oh, yeah, man, this is some big-ass news, man. You showed me that Clear Channel sold, what, fucking 448 of their stations?
Yeah, most listeners ain't gonna give a shit, but anybody who has anything to do with the radio business, artists, DJs and shit, I mean, Clear Channel's, I mean, they're fucking huge.
Yeah, I fucking hate the radio, man, so I could fucking care less, man.
I mean,
seriously, I mean, fucking radio. We the anti-radio, man. That's why we started up this shit. But
yep.
Yeah, that's still big, man, because they had that fucking big monopoly. I'm surprised they was willing to give up damn near half of their stations.
Yeah, they didn't give up the big ones like New York and Los Angeles, Philly. What else was it? Chicago. Yeah, they're not supposed to be affected. It was like somebody else bought them and they said they're going to turn them around. Clear Channel's all for it because they're going to be financing it and all this shit.
For real?
Who the fuck knows?
Are they going to turn them around? Turn it like what? Like just
trying to. I don't fucking know. I don't really care, to be honest with you.
Well, man, if y'all want to fix the radio, man, flat the fuck out, man. Play variety, man. These playlists, man, that's packed with the same songs, like every soul, like two times an hour, you'll be fucking hearing Sierra or fucking when Bow Wow come out with a new one.
I'll watch your video.
Oh, yeah.
I just saw her video coming down.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. I ain't shishing on nothing, man. I'm not shishing on the damn thing. I'm not mad at that video.
No, this is the thing. Major, before, he was like, I don't know about her. And what did you say when you're coming down? You were like, my opinion is completely changed
for
her.
For real. I'm 100% Sierra fan. Yeah. She got thicker, though. That's why I'm on her team now.
And plus, she's dancing really suggestively.
Yeah, like the part where she leaning over the chair
and everything else. I mean,
fuck yeah, you name it, man.
Sweet baby Jesus. Man, let's jump into a track, man. This show is going to run long with this Obi interview. Fuck,
yeah,
man.
I can sit here talking about her all night, man.
You want to get into that juggernaut?
Yeah, man. Let's jump into juggernaut, baby. Sure. Lansing representing.
Yeah. Again.
Yeah.
No affiliation.
A few people on there from Lansing.
No,
I don't even know this cat, man, so I need to go out here and holler at him, man. If you want to catch him, go to myspace.com/thejuggernaut. Shit, off of In the Building Entertainment. But I like the beat, man. I like this track. Yeah, I think it's, you know what I'm saying? I think it's pretty cool.
Clear it up a little bit.
Yeah, I know you was iffy, but shit, let's let the people decide,
man.
Juggernaut right here. In the building entertainment, we drop hits, drop, and we about to have it locked, bitch, I got this, got when the CD hit the stores, going cop, got that buck that I had your trunk rock, when I'm up in the club, I get it pop, show you the meaning that shit stop, in the building is the label, ready, willing, and able, broadcast to the streets like Comcast cable, I'm fresh out the stable, running on all horses, stomping out the beat in a pair of Air Forces, I'm coming out blazing, flow so amazing. Straight from the belly of the beast, can't cage him. I'm hot like Cajun, burning up your earlobes. About to save the game, the lyrical superhero. So all you other niggas, step your game up. I'm only 19, but the game is dangerous. A fire hazard when I step to the mic. Paramedic standing on hand just in case I ignite. So get it right, man. I don't even need a hype man. All I need is some green and a Dutch and I'm tight, man. Stevie Wonder, you hoes, I'm out of sight, man. So fall back unless you trying to see a fight, man. I got young gunner with the flames, spittin' hot. About to take over the game, can't stop. In the building, entertainment, we drop hits, drop. And we about to have it locked, bitch, I got this. When the CD hit the stores, going cop. Got that bump that I had your trunk rock. When I'm up in the club, I get pop, show you the meaning of shit. Stopping, I got niggas about to be pissed when I drop. Cause I got hits and they whack shit, about to flop. I'm sick of all these niggas and they politics. Who wanna be all up in my face with compliments? Fuck the bullshit, I ain't got the time or the patience to be dealing with all of your nonsense statements. Face it, I'm the real deal, y'all basic. I'm the real reason that you still in the basement. Look at these niggas' faces, they looking anxious. Got these jaws dropping so hard. They need facelifts. I'm the top starter in the camp. Y'all replacements. I'm hitting grand slams while y'all barely touching bases. Any track that I'm on, bet I'ma lace it. 100 proof flow straight up, I never chase it. Road to success, I found it and then I paved it. Giving niggas food for thought because they crave it. Let's go. I got young gunner with the flames, spitting hot. About to take over the game, can't stop. In the building, entertainment, we drop hits, drop. And we about to have it locked, bitch. I got this. When the CD hit the stores, going cop. Got that bump that I had the trunk rock. When I'm up in the club, I get it pop. Show you the meaning of show stopping. I got this. Spitting hotness. Can't stop it. We drop this. I got this. Going cop it. Rock it. Pop it. I got this. Yeah. Undisputed. December 19th, 2006. Yeah. In the building, entertainment, nigga. Jay Knox. He's the problem, y'all. Woo! Yeah. Man,
my mind's changed. You win.
Yeah, I told you that beat is
you
fire.
Win.
That
you
shit
win.
Banging. I like that.
Good work.
For real.
I ain't playing bullshit here.
Yeah.
Man, that's good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, the dude was spitting pretty hard. I mean, like I said, I don't even know who this dude is, man. Lansing we got a lot of people coming out here, man.
It's an underground as a whole. Shit, Michigan.
Yeah.
Who is it? Fucking Sincere Damani was telling me the other day.
What's that?
Not the other day, but a little while back, he was saying, you know, it's just a lot of underground shit. It seems like it's, and we see it. It's just like a lot. It's endless. It never stops.
It is, and I'm not sure if every other state, you know, out there listening, man. I don't know if y'all feel the same way. If y'all got that same kind of movement where y'all at,
But here in Michigan, man, shit, it's just a lot of underground people, and it's a lot of talented underground people. And I know, I mean, don't get me wrong, don't let me say nothing stupid. There's a lot of garbage, but we got some fire-ass acts out here.
Yes, for every one track you hear on the show, there's probably about 25 shitty ones. Man, oh, it's too bad we can't cue it up. You know, I'm going to say it right now.
What's
fuck
that,
it,
man?
That dude, Manic, is it a group?
It's two cats, man, and they're from Montana, I think it
yeah.
is, man.
All right, look. All right, here's the thing. We're all about underground, man. But when, all right, look, Major's looking at the ground. He don't even want me to say anything. Look at him. I don't want anybody to get turned off, but I'm going to say it, man. This is bullshit. This dude, Manic, what was his lyrics? He was like, fuck, he's talking like devil shit.
Yeah, they on that. There's one of them that ain't, man. There's one of them. I think Logic is the one who be trying to.
Logic?
Yeah, Manic and Logic. Manic is the homicidal.
Yeah, trying to do the fucking ICP thing. Man, seriously? We ain't playing it. I'm sorry, man. Listen, hold on. We ain't gonna play your shit. Stop sending it. You're fucking flooding our goddamn server with like 5 albums worth of shit.
Yeah, they did submit about 20, fuck man, probably 25, 30 different tracks, yeah. Man. It was a lot of shit.
Listen, all right, here's the thing. If somebody like that wants to send music, listen to what we fucking play. We play real, real music.
Yeah. I mean, and that's what I'm saying. I ain't trying to hate. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I respect y'all. Do what y'all think, man. And like, the thing that pissed me off.
I'm hating. Yeah. I'm going to hate.
You a hater?
Yeah, I'm a fucking hater, man. Fuck that. No, that
nah,
shit.
I mean, shit.
I will post. I'm not going to post it. It's too bad you can't just queue it up. Can you queue it? No, you can't.
I don't want to crash it down and shit. But you know, I mean, the thing that, you know what I'm saying, that I didn't like, that offended me and pissed me off in one of their submissions, man, they were talking about we was prejudiced. They said that we hating on them because they're native.
I think
they're Native Americans, man. And I fuck for all the, you know, Native American people out there, I feel y'all struggle because Indians, man, they have it fucking bad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They ghettos look way worse than fucking any side of my town.
Mm-hmm.
So that definitely ain't the case. Ain't nobody hating on y'all.
Come on,
because
man,
we're
from Michigan.
Yeah, it's about the fucking music, man. We just ain't feeling your music. You know what I'm saying? You can't get mad. If I got pissed off at every fucking person that told me, man, I'm just not feeling that track. I mean, shit, you can get angry about anything, man. But step your fucking game up. That's all it is.
Yeah. Without a doubt, I mean, Major's trying to be politically correct. What I'm saying, look, I'm telling you, man.
I'm just, you know what I'm saying? The tracks is weak. Yeah. The tracks that they submitted.
But the thing is, I mean, you can tell when somebody is not feeling their own shit. You can tell what they're trying to do is put out some shit to get famous. Put out some shit to get, like, you know, to get notoriety. They ain't feeling their own shit.
I don't know, man.
You can tell when there's soul in some shit, when people are feeling their own shit.
The one credit that I will give to these cats, man, is they produced her. They did have a couple decent beats. Y'all turned in about 20-something. You all the way hating over here, man.
I'm going to get death threats.
Fuck, man. Shit. I mean, hey, if they going to be mad about it, they're going to be mad about it. Fuck, we might have some voicemails to play for y'all. Who knows?
Yeah, no, that's it. That's you know a perfect. That's it. No, that's it. Call in. 313-406-7577. Call. If you got some shit, we'll schedule a fucking interview. I don't care. I will sit right here on. All right, we do this on. I'm sitting here on a Saturday night. I will sit here on a fucking Saturday night, and I will go back and forth with anybody that we fucking, especially people like this that are gonna fucking flood our shit and then accuse us of being fucking prejudiced and shit.
Yeah, because they were saying that they want to be up there, like, just like, they said, just like the whites and the blacks, we deserve that same respect and shit like that.
Yeah,
and I was like,
how do we know what fucking color you are?
If it wasn't for them telling,
we listen to the first fucking verse, we don't even hear any of your fucking music. The first verse, shit, man, I mean, the fucking 5 thumbs down from the fucking, oh, that's not nice, man.
All right,
man.
Now
I'm getting cruel.
Yeah, you. Getting,
I'm just saying.
You're getting heated, man. But yeah,
I'm pissed.
If y'all listen to this, man, and y'all mad about it and angry, call us up, man. Talk to us. Like, we'll throw the shit on the air and let the fucking public decide just so they can see for their fucking self.
Sick affirmative action on us or something and make us play your shit. Whatever.
You going over the top, baby? Oh,
fuck that.
Over the top, but I feel you, man. I feel you.
Fuck it.
Let's get into this fourth and final one, man.
Wrap it up tonight, man.
Yeah, this is my man Groundhog called Money in the Bank out the ATL.
That beat, man. I love the 808. That's my shit.
Yeah. If you want to holler at these dudes, man, RNS Music Group 05, at AOL.com.
Is that another Atlanta artist?
Yeah.
God damn. ATL. Hoodwife only plays Atlanta artists.
That's going to be the next accusation, man. Yeah. They're going to try to pin that on us next.
Maybe Manic needs to go to fucking Atlanta.
Oh, man, go ahead and get into the track, man. We about to play this shit out, baby.
All right, man.
Hoodhype.com, episode 36.
35.
Awakened by the sunshine, the night before a fun time, not waking by no gunfire. I'm knowing cause the fib in the race, the street keep calling me. I want a bigger wide in my pocket, and it's a stolen fee. Move with precaution, don't sleep on it cause I'm walking. Obsessed with the grind, I'm on that bitch like I'm stalking. You want them white lines, the artists will start choking. Them two start buying, I'm leaving your dogs balking. Don't wanna be a killer, a leader, no need to follow. The defense beat them hollow, after effect beat them sorrow. I post with if it's feasons, I pull some tricks if it's no sleep. My non-belief, a whole breeze, I enter the guts, slow ease. I'm busting out the loss, your props, they did provide the dough key. Now niggas want a network, I tell them hoes, there's no need. Cash flow, all I know, finna go flip this glass. Oh nigga, I get money, I don't like the touch of stand, ho. Cash flow, all I know, finna go flip this glass. Oh nigga, I get money, I don't like the touch of stand, ho. Cash flow, all I know, finna go flip this glass. Oh nigga, I get money, I don't like the touch of stand, ho. Money in the bank, more money in the bank, yeah. Money in the bank, and I don't like the touch of stand, ho. Say why me pull up? My hunger at a point where my anger is about to full up. From throwing off visits of merkins just for what come up. From posting with supplies and hustling to the sun up. I plot to have drop with numbers just for a mortgage. I'm reeing up like night, little youngins just can't afford it. Minor expenses, just don't come and I'm sixing. So what be coming in Texas? Just let that minor get mixed. No 401k with pension. I'm observing this link. This heat so hot in the kitchen, I multiply the addition. Bitch, cash flow, all I know, finna go flip this glass. Oh nigga, I get money, I don't like the touch of stand, ho. Cash flow, all I know, finna go flip this glass. Oh nigga, I get money, I don't like the touch of stand, ho. Cash flow, all I know, finna go flip this glass. Oh nigga, I get money, I don't like the touch of stand, ho. Money in the bank, more, more money. Yeah, money in the bank, and I don't like to take the stand, ho. Money in the bank, more, more money in the bank. Yeah, money in the bank, and I don't like to take the stand, ho. Cash flow, all I know, finna go flip this glass. Oh nigga, I get money, I don't like to take the stand, ho. Cash flow, all I know, finna go flip this glass. Oh nigga, I get money, I don't like to take the stand, ho. Money in the bank, more, more money in the bank. Yeah, money in the bank, and I don't like to take the stand, ho. Money in the bank, more, more money in the bank. Yeah, money in the bank, and I don't like to take the stand, ho.
Groundhog with Money in the Bank, man.
That beat's hot, man.
Yeah, the beat is fire, man. The review panel was, they was split on that one, man, as far as, you know, thumbs up and thumbs down and shit, but...
And while that track was playing, man, I gotta say...
What's that?
I did get a little bit overboard.
Are you going...
I'm not gonna pussy out. Fuck that, man.
No remorse.
No, fuck that. No remorse. Fuck that. Fuck
man.
That. Fuck that. Fuck that. It was a hot show. We talked about some hot shit. We got that Obi interview.
Yes, sir. Obi Trice, second round's on me, man. Go
in
copy.
Stores now. Buy it, man. Support the dude. It's the most slept on album. Trust me. Trust Major. Trust everybody who's heard it.
For sure. That shit is a good, tight album, man. Be looking for the re-up.
I don't know a single person that doesn't like it.
What's that, second round's on me?
I haven't heard anybody hate on it. I heard lots of people hate on Cheers.
Yeah, I mean, shit.
I hated on it.
Yeah, I couldn't stand it, but it was just like a very average album to me, man.
Yeah.
But he got the shit right this time around.
Yeah, yeah.
For real. Fuck. Go watch The Wire, man. If y'all don't know, go check it out, goddammit.
Shit.
For real.
Yeah.
Man, shit. University of Michigan, man. I love y'all, man. I love y'all. Y'all just got a rebound, man. Come back. Maybe y'all get that rematch. Ohio State. Fuck y'all, man.
Mayweather, De La Hoya coming up when, May?
Oh, hell yeah, man. Sure, y'all don't know. Yeah, Cinco de Mayo, man, on May 5th.
Is it Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah. Oh, you know, De La Hoya is a fucking marketing genius,
oh,
man.
Oh, damn.
That's going to be the fuck. That's the biggest fight, man, probably since, like, damn, in the welterweight class, I got to say, probably since Sugar Ray and Thomas Hearns, man. Like, way back.
Just oh, like shit, since Mayweather and Bronx, what's his fucking name?
Who's that? My man,
God damn. It's Brooklyn.
Mayweather. You talking about Tyson?
Oh, man. Last fight before this one, white, when he was wearing white gloves. Fucking hell.
Oh, man. Who did Mayweather just beat the fuck up? And we were just talking about it.
Punched him in the nuts. Punched Mayweather in the nuts.
Yeah, man. What's the man's name? Oh, you fucking. Not Baldemir.
No. One previous.
Wow. Gotti?
Was that Gotti?
I don't know, man.
Oh, man. You don't want to talk about Gold Grill. God damn it.
Oh, Zab Judah.
Zab Judah.
Yeah.
I remember when the Zab Judah fight was done. It was you and Snoop said, oh, now it's got to be Mayweather and fucking
Mayweather De La Hoya. Oh, yeah.
You guys were like, oh, this is going to happen. It's going to happen.
I've been waiting for this matchup for.
And they were saying at that fight it wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
Because his dad was training. His uncle was training.
Yeah, now, yeah, this is the twist, man. Mayweather's daddy still trained Oscar De La Hoya, man. So he's going to be training De La Hoya to go beat his son's ass, man. So I don't know how the fuck that's going to play out. I don't even know how I would feel, man.
Boxing's still an underground sport, man. Major got me into it. If you ain't watching boxing, get into it, man. There's a lot more fucking drama.
Yeah, I love boxing, man. Boxing is entertaining, man. It's like a fucking soap opera sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's lots of shit going on in the boxing world, man. So it's a long ways off, but I'm excited.
Fucking, what's his name? Was letting. Oh, never mind. Fuck it. Never mind. Go ahead. Oh, but we got to roll out, man. It's an hour and 2 minutes.
Yeah, man.
Jesus.
I'm fucking getting woozy down here, baby. Yeah,
sorry. Let's go.
I'm on beer number 10, man. But fuck, we about to get up out of here, man. Shout out to my man James, hiphopdirectory.com. Shout out to
that beat that keeps fucking up.
What's up? Yeah, man.
Fuck that, I'm just fucking with you.
That's my fault on that one. I don't know what the fuck happened, but
on smoothbeats.com. Go ahead, man.
Smooth Beats every Thursday at 7. Check us out on there, and also just check them out, man, if you at work or wherever, just want to listen to some good hip hop.
Tara, our apologies. Tara, the new writer over at Digital LSD, man, we apologize. We didn't get to catch up with you on that interview. She just attended an event with Little Scrappy.
Yep. And, Tara out there making moves for Digital LSD over on the East Coast.
Yep, she's doing big things. She just went to a Nas party last night.
Did she?
Yeah, I was hoping she could check
in. I gotta get where she at, man. She doing her damn thing over there.
She does, man.
Shout out to Tara. But yeah, hopefully we'll get her on here next episode or something.
Yeah, we'll work something out.
Yeah, man. But shit, man, this is Major, man. I'm about to get the fuck up out of here.
This is J-Mac.
We'll be back at y'all again in a couple weeks, baby.
See y'all later, man.
One time.
This show has been a Mac Major production.